President Biden announced a federal rule change that will allow major new financial support for troubled pensions that cover some 2 to 3 million workers. The rule is tied to his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package from last year, and it allows troubled multi-company pensions to be made financially whole. Multi-employer plans are created through agreements between companies and a union, and are insured by the Federal Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, or PBGC. The roughly 200 pension plans receiving assistance faced possible insolvency without government aid. Biden said that instead,
multi-employee plans will remain solvent for decades and come at least until guaranteed to 2051. Those retirees who lost their benefits will have them restored retroactively.
In 2014, Congress passed the Multi-Employer Pension Reform Act, which allowed plans, for the first time, to cut workers' and retirees' benefits in order to ensure that pensions projected to run out of money remained financially sound. In March 2021, the American Rescue Plan included a special finance assistance program that allows struggling multi-employer pension plans to apply to the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation for assistance. The final rule being unveiled by the Biden administration is designed to make it easier for the pension's investments to gain more money over time. The effort to highlight a program to bolster union workers comes as Democrats hope to pick up a U.S. Senate seat in Ohio, where a strong showing with working-class voters could play a pivotal role. Although the state has trended strongly Republican in the last two presidential elections, Democrats are hoping to win a Senate seat there in the midterms later this year. Republican Trump supporter J.D. Vance will compete against Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan for the seat left vacant by retiring Republican Rob Portman. Biden contrasted his economic approach to that of Republicans.
I'd love to tell you everyone that here that this policy that honors hard work and ensures dignified retirement was universally supported regardless of political party. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Not one single solitary Republican voted for the Butch-Lewis Act or this legislation.
While Biden boasts of steady job growth, unemployment stands at 3.6%, Americans have largely been discontented with the Democratic president's handling of the economy as gasoline prices and inflation as a whole continue to rise. Interest rates are up, the stock market down. But Biden argued that Republicans have few tangible solutions to major policy problems and were responsible for increasing the federal deficit and prioritizing wealthy taxpayers over middle-class earners. He closed his remarks by appealing to the working-class voters who helped send him to the White House.
There's no other place I want to be than right here with the workers in this room and the workers that built America. I see you, I hear you, and I'll always have your back, I promise.
This is Samra Vigneault for KPFA News.